This episode of the Inner Hoa Uprising is sponsored by Lola. This episode of the Inner Hoa Uprising was also recorded in front of a live studio audience to celebrate our fourth season premiere. Inner Hoa Uprising. Y'all motherfuckers are filthy! Yay! Is it time to have sex or no?
Always. Always.
No. That's not right this now. Kind of event.
After the
we
show.
Don't have that. We don't. What the fuck is up, everybody?
Hey!
Thank you for being here.
Yes, y'all turned out.
Yes.
Thank
sorry
you.
We did not have enough for all of this. We were trying to make niggas sit on beds. That's why you need to pay a bitch. We don't have enough money for chairs.
Okay, chairs.
We don't have enough money
important
for chairs.
Things, important exactly. Things.
How's everybody feeling tonight? Woo! Y'all cold? Wow, okay. The whole elixir is in the mixer. All right, cool. So we're just going to start the fucking show, honestly. Mm. Yeah. If you've never heard this show before, raise your hand.
It's all right. Don't be
damn.
Afraid.
Get out! Okay. No, I'm kidding.
How did you even find
you
us
can
here?
Stay for today. So how do we start this thing off, guys?
Oh, you know how we start.
So
you know?
First we count to three in the studio, which you never hear because I always cut it out. And then we say,
welcome to the Inner Hoa Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black polyamorous feminist hoe living in New York City, and
Akua, one intersectional feminist specializing in all things hoe and mental health.
Yes.
And me, Rodeca, one fat black pansexual whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her on this fucking stage. Yes,
and me, Rob, one agender pansexual feminist with a fatty.
Yes. Woo!
Hey!
Rob Hive.
Rob Hive strong.
Rob Hive is strong up in here.
Whom here is Rob Hive? Raise your fucking hand.
Okay. We said raise your hand.
I believe it's
hand.
Time for a competition. Who here is Rodeca Hive up in this bitch?
Oh shit.
I said that last episode. It don't count. It's family.
But why is it the same niggas raising their hands for Rob Hive and Rodeca?
Oh, y'all say?
What's up with that? What's
there
up?
You go.
You can be both.
Treason.
Hashtag you can be
treason.
Both.
Shot.
Who the fuck is a Cool Hive? Yeah. You're not gonna play my son. You're not gonna play my son a Cool.
I
had a little bit of silence. I was like, nah. I've known this bitch since she was 9, and I was 10. Who the fuck is Sam Hive?
Bad on social media. In real life, people really love you.
Love me.
Oh, my niggas don't really be on Instagram.
They don't
like
be on Instagram. They be
cool
living
Instagram
life.
Like
they live in life.
They be on
but they show
though.
Up. That's all that the matters. They show up and they pay Tumblr. Money. And the real porn is on Tumblr.
True. Yeah. Facts.
Yes.
Facts.
Little known fact. I'm just going to say this for the purposes of people who aren't here. As I mentioned earlier, my name is Sam. I'm the principal host of this here show. That means I'm here week in and week out. And then I have these three lovely folk rotating every week, and then on
do the jig you do in the studio.
Three lovely folks here every week. You see how corny I am. And then, like on week four, and for live shows, we come together.
Yeah,
like today. So happy to have you all here.
Happy to be here.
What are our hashtags and shit?
What are the segments that we have here?
All right, but like for the live show, you could have just went along with me. You didn't have to acknowledge my fuck up.
No, everyone needs to know that every time we're together, I come back with Sam, and that's what it is.
So we have some segments here in this here show.
Yeah, we
never listened before. They are Bay of the Week. You're supposed to say what they are.
It's supposed to be the other way around.
Wow. We're going to be on the whole live show.
Nah,
fuck you.
And we have Hoe of the Week.
They're all fired after today. You're witnessing the firing of three
what
people.
What are you all doing without us?
Live and die for one episode. All right. Bay of the Week is where we talk about people who are attractive.
Hoe of the Week is?
Nigga, you don't have to say is. Rodeca's really trying to play me today, boy. What the fuck? Hoe of the Week is where we shout out you guys, the homies, the listeners, the fans, the people who stumbled in here on a cold January day.
My birthday.
Yes.
Hey!
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We're not about to start like some Olive Garden shit where it's like happy birthday from Applebee's to you. Like, it's not everybody's birthday. Like, don't lie. I know it's not your birthday, David. I know it's not your birthday.
Damn,
Nadej is pushing it. happy birthday, but I don't know. Niggas don't like you now. You're wasting time. What are the other segments?
Self-care tip of the week.
Where we give you guys some advice on how to take care of yourself.
Pay a hoe.
Where we ask for money. But you all paid, so we won't do that today. We won't do that today.
Fuck that.
Where we talk about our current events segment.
Fuck it.
Where we talk about our topic of the day.
Fuck me.
Where we talk about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives.
And fuck you.
Where we talk about y'all sexual, romantic, and dating lives.
Yes.
Yes. Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
So if you have a question or a concern or a rant that you want to do, start gearing it up in your mind now, because we're going to ask you later. Oh, Kerleen.
Oh.
Kerleen has some issues over
You're like the professor that calls on the person that didn't raise their fucking hand.
Kerleen. Yeah.
Kerleen, that's you?
That happened to me a lot in third grade, so now you all experience that.
All right.
All right, what the fuck are the hashtags?
If y'all here, if you want a live tweet today, you'll use the hashtag HoLive.
There you go.
For the listeners at home, if you want to follow along with the conversation had on this podcast, mm-hmm. we use hashtag in a whole uprising so we can see it us, and hashtag pod in so other people can see it, and hashtag whole live because fuck it.
Because we just wanted another hashtag. And then also, if you want other people to see the fact that we're doing a live show here today, you can use the hashtag pod in live.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know that's four hashtags. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of labor we are asking of you.
Use one at least.
At least. Just Inner Ho Uprising, honestly. Let's start with Bay of the Week now.
Yeah,
let's do it. These are my Bays of the Week because I have a host who don't do anything.
I don't like no one this week. Damn. I got like everyone.
And I
every
also
day
just like the same people you do.
All right. Do you want to talk about one of them?
So has anybody seen Black Mirror? At all?
Okay. Good people.
So our bays of the week are Michaela Cole, who's also on Chewing Gum. Chewing Gum.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. And Letitia Wright, who was in Black Museum, which is my favorite episode.
Yes. Yes. That is my fave.
Nish is also going to be in Black Panther.
Okay.
February 15th, people.
Her
We're all going to
we
the
need
same
to come
theater.
Out as
come
a collective.
On,
if you're not there,
popping.
You're messing up. That's
it. Yeah, you have to be there. You have to be there February 16th, too.
Yes.
Double showings, back to back.
We're going
to
see both.
Oh,
no, I'm not built like that. I don't got the coins like that. Unless you pay a bitch.
Unless you pay a hoe.
Nadia, shut the fuck up. You too,
Y'all
T.
See us.
Like you can't sit in the front and be talking the whole damn time.
Talking in my ear. Like I don't know you. Shut the fuck up. I'm kidding. Please be quiet. Love ya.
But yeah, they are. Why are they your bae of the week?
So I chose Michaela Cole because she was in two episodes of Black Mirror. Who the fuck has ever done that? She was in the one with Bryce Dallas Howard.
Really?
She was the flight person who was like, get the fuck off the plane, bitch. This white bitch is bugging the fuck out.
Yes. It's in the episode, the social media one.
What?
Oh, nobody saw that episode. Okay.
One.
Well, Michaela Cole was in two episodes, and that's
season?
Why.
In a previous
in season three.
Thank you. Context.
Sorry,
season
Kula.
Four, two. I didn't see her.
Okay.
Or was this? I don't know. Yeah. But she was in it. And then also chewing gum is amazing, and I love her, and I think she's very sexy. That was my other reason. Yes, she was also in Star Wars, and I was like, oh shit. Yes.
So
love
she's
her.
Just straight up killing the game right now.
Yeah. So when I was thinking about this, I actually was thinking about the fact that I had seen Star Wars, and I also made John Boyega a bae of my week.
Of course.
Because I think he is what's his name, Finn?
I don't know nobody.
You don't watch anything. I was going to say you don't watch Star Wars, but
alone.
You don't watch anything.
No.
Well, these niggas don't know anything.
No, we don't.
But John Boyega is Finn in Star Wars. I think he did a very good job, even though it was a very subpar Star Wars. And I just think he's attractive. He was in Lagos this weekend. And I was like, I want to party in Lagos with John Boyega. This is why I can't do this show. These niggas don't know who I'm talking about.
Every episode, for context, every episode Sam picks someone and we're all just looking at her like.
It's been in there for 2 weeks.
I know who
everyone is.
They
didn't even Google it.
Lies. That has not been
in this. They didn't even Google
it. You're hurting my feelings. I feel like a cornball. I don't want this. Don't do this to me.
Do you have a bae of the week, Rob?
I don't have a bae of the week.
You make yourself your bae of the week.
I am my bae of the week.
Yay!
Oh, why? Because I just turned 26. That's why.
You didn't need a reason, but like,
I know I need a reason.
That's
important because I need everybody to know because, you know, I didn't die.
happy birthday from Applebee. See you. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know the rest of the
That's
lyrics.
It. That's actually the whole song. <That's
all>
You could have did the Red Lobster one. Like Applebee's?
What is
you
the
know
Lobster
the Red Lobster one?
One?
I don't know.
I
lying.
Didn't know it. I just know the Applebee's one. I likes me some ribs on occasion from Applebee's. Hoe of the week now.
Hoe of the week.
Who's our hoe of the week, guys?
Who could it be?
Are they in the crowd tonight?
I think so.
I'm gonna choose
all of y'all niggas.
All of you. Everybody. Yeah. Thank you. Y'all back there too?
Yeah. Especially the people who don't have seats.
Yes.
Like, thank you so much. Thank you for trekking in 8-degree weather. Thought it was gonna be 22 today. I don't think it went up. Yeah, I don't think that happened.
I stopped checking the weather when it was like 7 degrees, but it feels like -3.
I'm waiting for like that 45 on Friday. I'm like, yes, okay. Niggas is gonna be out here in the bikinis.
You know your life is sad. That's your only weather.
Exactly. No, but booty shorts really on do deck. That.
Yeah, people do that.
People really do that.
It's me. Usually. I'm those people. Look what I walked out the house just like this.
Hoes don't get cold.
Hoes, Cardi B.
Somebody else saw me earlier in the sweatpants. I get cold. I'm not a hoe. I get very cold. Self-care tip of the week. Nobody else put anything, so I have
because
to say
your
this
shit was
bullshit.
Trash, and I was like, all right, go ahead, do it. I wanted to see you rock with it.
Let's talk about socks, nigga. Let's talk about socks. Let's do it.
Okay, so have your toes ever been cold?
They're cold right now.
Okay, so if you buy wool socks, your toes won't get cold.
Wool socks?
That's a good self-care tip of the week.
Smart. Because
thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thanks. Shout out to T with Queen and Jay, the podcast
yes,
queen. Bad bitches, okay? Jay's not a lady.
Get it right.
Bad bitch only. Yeah. And person, woman, all the things. So there's this thing called Marisol wool, and it absorbs 30% of the foot that your foot be sweating, bitch. Stop looking at me like that, because I know your foot fucking be sweating, bitch.
I don't know.
And it makes your feet cold
about,
because wet feet are cold.
You want me to be excited for this, but this is the face you're getting for.
Does anyone else care about
the gingivitis face?
I care about the socks. Tell me more.
Nigga, you buy them from Dick's Sporting Goods with a gift card that your nigga bought you.
Okay.
You about to increase the stock of fucking Marisol socks.
Thank you.
Socks.
So keep your feet warm, and that's all that
money.
Matters.
Self-care
tip of the week. Self-care tip of the week. Anybody else got a self-care tip of the week?
Drink water. It's fundamental.
You can't say that every week.
Why? People don't drink water, me included.
Who in here drinks water?
Reminders.
Damn.
Reminders.
Y'all niggas is not... Y'all are not healthy.
Exactly. That's every fucking week.
I thought everybody was going to raise their hand. And
everybody
no
out
head.
Here at the open bar, like, you need to drink water.
What for a dollar?
It's a dub?
Dollar.
It's a dollar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or a dub, but in the meaning of 20. You could pay 20 for a dollar for a water bottle if you want.
Sure.
Pay a hoe.
We are going to go into our next segment now.
All right.
What is that?
It's fuck called that.
Fuck that. Damn. Wow. Try to put a spin on it.
We knew.
Didn't work out.
We were all synced and shit.
Sorry. Fuck that. Yeah. This is our current events segment of the week. And today we're starting off with naked workouts and the fact that they're coming to New York City.
Naked yes. workouts.
Yeah.
Naked
yeah. Workouts. Sounds like a bad idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds gross. But I do like nudity. I mean, niggas smell regardless.
True.
That's cold, really not. That doesn't have anything to do with nudity. Is it?
It's not no barrier.
I feel as though cold thing holds it. Yeah? The sweat?
Yeah.
Gross regardless. Well, let me tell you about my friends over at Hanson Fitness. So they're the people who are putting on this class. They started it for the new year because, you know, everybody's like, new year, new me. Let me get in the gym. Hanson Fitness claims to be celebrity trainers. They have trained the likes of Tyra Banks. Nobody likes Tyra. I thought it was really.
You thought we were gonna be like, what?
Tyra! No. Tom Cruise? Nope, even worse. Sandra Bullock? Crickets. Wow, that's crazy. But they also trained Rihanna one time.
Okay.
Save the best for last. It's in Soho.
They're
42
lying
Booster
about
Street.
Training Rihanna.
So they have on their Facebook page, they have one picture of Rihanna leaving the gym.
Yeah.
So it's like, did Rihanna ever train there? Nah, she was like, fuck y'all niggas, I'm out.
Because that's what Rihanna
probably sparked a blunt in there and was like, ugh.
Right,
this place has bad vibes, man. So they have three classes a week. One is for quote-unquote men, whatever that means. I don't know if that means people with dicks or people who identify as men. One class for women, same goes, and one co-ed class. Full nudity is encouraged but not required. Nude underwear and sneakers, if you want, are acceptable. Someone just say nude sneakers? No, not
sneakers.
Nude sneakers. Nude underwear, comma, sneakers. Yeah, I'm sorry. that punctuation is quite necessary. I don't know what new sneakers are, but I would rock them and look like a thot. So the workouts are total body workouts. They are body weight workouts. So that means like burpees, squats without weight, push-ups, things that Rob is into.
Calisthenics.
Yeah. Those calisthenics, mm-hmm. boy, yes. No equipment, which I think is quite necessary because, you know, you could like lob off your dick.
You could.
Like you could just.
Imagine just swinging a kettlebell like right
yeah,
there.
Like,
ooh.
Dick, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
Thanks for the
visuals.
I thought
everyone was like, woo. Everybody just sounded like they were in pain.
Why would everybody say woo?
Hell no, man.
Yeah, we love our kettlebell dick.
We're not in this. We don't want kettlebells.
I mean, some of us might. If you're a sadist, raise your hand.
I'm like, if you're into it.
Sadist.
That's a free combination.
Kettlebell in the area may work.
Yeah, and then also, like, I feel like if you're touching equipment, and I feel like this because I read it on Facebook, but if you're touching equipment, you can get infected from other people's, like, bacteriums and
people
stuff like that.
You get infected.
But if the shit is, like, on the bench and you're naked.
Now, Mercer definitely happened.
What are they putting their balls on the equipment and stuff?
I mean, your balls, if you're naked, yeah, your balls are going to go places.
But I'm just thinking, like, when you work out, it doesn't really touch your body anyway. You're just, like, working out with your hands.
No,
why is it different if you're naked?
If you have equipment. Like a bench mats. Or something like that. Yeah. If I was on a bench, my balls would touch the bench because I got low hanging balls.
Asshole might touch the bench.
I just thought of someone's ass on a bench that I have to then sit on.
Yeah, but I mean, this goes into another topic that I'm curious in discussing. Who sits on the toilet seat without the seat cover? I know this is a black space.
Raise your hand.
So damn.
At my house.
70 people are gonna look at me crazy. I used to not because, like, my aunt and mom was like, that's disgusting. Don't do that. And then I researched it, and I was like, you're not going to get anything. And, like, sometimes I really have to pee. Sometimes I'm tired. I have embarrassed myself in front of all these people. It's already out there. Sam don't got no whole shit. My dad's gonna listen to this like, this dirty bitch. You did not come from me.
You don't even have to admit
this
it. That's why I'm
hand
just like,
sanitizer on the seat. Nadej, I have to pee.
Yeah, just swipe.
Not even at work, boy.
Even at work. At work, you actually clean the seat because they got cleaning products and shit. I clean that seat.
Listen to me. I trust these white people now. Okay? That's probably the worst thing to say. Yeah, I trust white people.
That's the worst thing. What?
All right,
this
so
is
now
humiliating.
We have three co-hosts in the Inner Hole Uprising.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna take my shirt.
All right. So
what'd you do today?
Someone has sat down on the toilet seat here. Out of all of you, even you, Lucas. There you go. All right.
That's an accident.
You fall into the seat.
I fell. I couldn't.
I fell into the seat.
All right, we all have dirty, dark secrets. All right, I see you.
And you aired yours.
Sam Hive.
Someone just screamed Sam Hive.
This is like third grade all over again. I am so embarrassed. I don't know what else about this story to talk about.
Let's go on to our story.
So when do they...
Where is this?
It's in Soho.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Soho. The demographic from their Facebook page, aside from that one photo of Rihanna leaving, is all white people. So I personally don't want to like work out naked with a whole bunch of white people. Seems like they're...
No.
Come on. Baloney? There are white people in attendance. And you will not respect them. You will not respect them by any means necessary.
No.
Baloney. What does that mean?
There's gonna be a brawl in here.
I was like, I need contact.
Race wars.
We done gave people alcohol.
And you're so excited
it's about, to turn
about
up
it.
Real quick.
I'm just curious. No. By a show of hands, who would at least try it at least once? I think I would do it.
It depends on the space. That's important.
Why not?
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was, so I personally feel like if it was a body positive space that was like, okay, we're doing this to like love ourselves naked or at least see our form while we're doing things, that'd be dope. Mm-hmm. But from the Facebook, like, first of all, what type of gym just puts a Facebook event for a class? That's already a little bit sus to me. But the Facebook event was very like, you'll see how much you're cheating because you're naked. And it's like, fitness doesn't equal fucking how you look. So fuck that.
Yeah.
But if it was a dope space run by like people of color and like maybe queer people of color, that'd be cool. Yeah. But not at Hanson Fitness. Sounds very Aryan. Yeah. Sounds frightening. Sounds like eugenics is about to occur. I'm scared. Don't want to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about this.
You forgot your pros and your cons.
What are my pros and cons?
Your pros, it makes you feel like a bad bitch.
Yes, I do. I actually do body workout nakeds.
At home.
I do at bodies home. Workouts naked.
As educated, as yeah. smart.
Not like jumping jacks and burpees because those hurt your titties, which is a con.
Those
yeah.
hurt your titties.
Yeah. Just right off your chest.
Exactly. Shoom, shoom, shoom. They fell off. They fell off put today,
back.
Rob.
Put them back.
I need a surgeon. We're going to talk about something else now, guys. We're going to talk about something else. And what I like to do is just say the title and let it sit with y'all for a couple seconds. Men are whitening their penises.
People with dicks. Not
people
men.
With dicks. It does oh, say, yeah, the literally the title is men. Yeah. That's the title of the people article I just dicks. Did what I did. People with dicks are whitening their dicks.
That's exactly
oh, we'll tell you. No, yes. We'll tell you what kind
wait,
of
wait, is it bleaching?
What kind of people with dicks?
It's bleaching.
Well, it's okay, so essentially
it's laser bleaching.
Yeah, it's lasers. So A, this isn't happening in America yet, or it might be, but we don't know about it.
You don't know, but you don't know what I do in my basement yeah. on Friday.
But right now this is occurring in Bangkok, Thailand. And how it started was
in white cock.
It could have just
too
been
soon.
That was so what?
It didn't even make any sense. What's big? Is that a color?
You're so corny.
Because I have white. It was very simple.
You're so corny.
Go on with your story. Go ahead.
Anyway, so a guy walks into like this clinic and he says that he has a spot on his dick, a dark spot, and he wants it lightened. And it was a 5 procedure, like a 5 appointment. Yeah, 5 session procedure. Mm-hmm. And they took pictures of it, put it online, and then it became like this whole media sensation. And in now Thailand. It's in Thailand. But no, it became a media sensation in general. But the clinic's in Thailand, so people were going to that clinic specifically. And so it's $650. And they use lasers to achieve lighter shades. Yeah, no, $650 total. For the whole thing, but they use lasers, yeah, to like remove, I guess, pigment from your skin.
That's a good question.
But I mean, also, it's not. You have to think it's not that much here. In Thailand, $650 is more like okay. Because it's like yeah. the equivalent. You feel true. Me? So that's a lot more money. Uh-huh. But yeah, so. Essentially, the main part about this story is colorism. Yeah. So this, you know, Thailand's in Asia, and there's a big market for skin lightening creams. And it's like, so if you're lightening your dick, also, by the way, this clinic also does fat transfers to your genitals.
To your if you, mons pubis.
Yeah, if you want to have a fuller
or maybe your labia
look.
As well. I don't know.
And it just said like your genital area, yeah. And I'm for, like,
is
I'm
that vaginas, not vaginas and penises or just vaginas?
Just people with vaginas.
Okay.
So far, don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you want a whole bunch of fat around your penis. I don't know if that's going to make it look better. It's just going to be a fatty dick.
It doesn't.
Like a flaccid penis.
Adding fat to the dick or just the mons pubis?
I don't know.
That would make your dick
would
look you smaller.
Wanna, yeah, because then you'd want a fleshy shorter, mons pubis with a penis?
Shorter
maybe.
Dick.
That takes like my friend Teddy
over
length.
There in the corner.
I just heard someone say it's like having
tiny
tits
in the
for
don't
a dick.
Don't talk about tiny. You don't know what tiny's
it's like
working
having
with.
Tits for a dick.
Tits for a dick.
What's happening?
What? Oh
continue look, the story. We're this talking. Is getting weird. Would it thin the skin of your dick? Jay asked a very important question.
I mean, the skin in the dick is pretty flexible, isn't it? I mean,
it does seem thin.
Someone has a
Queen
question.
Has a goddamn question.
Uh-huh.
You know how light skinned guys we have a dark skinned penises, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Because yeah. people in Thailand aren't generally.
Was it hyperpigmentation?
Like,
that's what the word for when yeah. you have different
they're
colored
not
spots.
They're not typically like fair skinned Asians. They come in a wide variety of complexions, but like the typical person in Thailand is not extremely fair skinned.
At all.
So when they are fair skinned, you know, it's that same kind of colorism where they're like very much praised. And also, you know,
even for
and.
The dick?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I think the dick is just, that's internalized. Yeah. Because, I mean, more than likely, I can't say I've never been in that situation, nor am I into light-skinned dicks, but...
Disgusting.
No. Now there's anything wrong with it. I'm not going to look at your dick and go, that dick is not light-skinned, and I'm not going to go suck that dick.
I will advocate
I'm into all dicks. I don't discriminate against dicks.
All
I
dicks
love
matter.
All dicks matter.
All dicks matter.
All dicks matter.
All dicks matter.
Just saying.
What have we started?
It doesn't seem as if, but especially because the person came in because of a spot on their dick. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, my whole dick is too dark for my body. So I think it was just people going, oh, hey, here's an opportunity. I mean, this kind of draws a comparison to the prior talk about bleaching your asshole. Mm-hmm. And
3 episodes ago, make sure you listen.
go all the way back. But I don't think, I personally don't think bleaching your asshole is a matter of colorism as much as it can be cosmetic. If you just want to have a lighter asshole, I don't care what my asshole looks like. I don't even see
the genesis of it. Why would you want to?
I don't know.
Maybe because people like light skin things more than they like dark skin things. Right. And so that maybe is colorism. Mm-hmm. But if you are bleaching your asshole, I'm not going to be like, you're a racist and a race traitor.
It's internalized. But I guess also with the penises, it's also internalized.
Even like with, I feel like, because I used to feel like, you know when Charlamagne did that weird shit to his face because he evened out his face? His face was like, he had dark splotches. Yes.
What'd you say? Like,
no. He looked ashy for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember
he
that.
He did. He looked weird.
I remember that.
Whatever.
I thought it was bad makeup.
At first, I was thinking like, oh, you know, he just wanted like an even skin tone or whatever. And it just so happens that the evenness he chose was like a lighter evenness as opposed to a darker evenness. Why did he choose that in the first place? Why didn't he just darken his whole face? Or what tells us that having an even skin tone is even normal in the first place? Because he was literally born like that.
The question is, like, was he doing this at home or was he like, did he get this professionally done?
Is that the question?
No.
I don't give a fuck about what Charlamagne did.
No, that's my question because... Okay. Tangent, but because when I go in like for makeup and I'm looking for foundation, they will give me a lighter shade, like a Sam shade, fucking reason. So it's like, is it internalized for him, or did he go along with it?
Charlamagne at least hates black women, so he probably hates black people,
dark skinned white women.
Yeah. Charlamagne already has bleached his penis, guys. Inside intel.
Actually,
that's the scoop.
He was actually the low-key first person. He was like the experimental.
I got a dark spot. No. It's my whole dick.
It's my whole body, but you can start with the dick, body. And then you can work your way up the whole body.
I hate black people.
And researching this story, we found out...
No spot at Loudspeakers Network for us, huh?
We found this... damn. What's like that? We found this ad from Thailand. Mm-hmm. It was this Thai actress whose name was Chris Haring. And y'all need to watch this fucking ad. That shit was intense. So she's like super fair skinned. And she's standing there like talking about her success. Like, you know, I'm successful and I tried so hard to get here and I won't stay here unless my skin is white. And I don't want to lose all the whiteness I've attained. And as she's saying this, her skin is turning black. What? And then there's another very fair-skinned person in front of her who's like taking her spot. And then she's saying, but with this skincare product, I can keep my whiteness and I can stay where I am. And, you know, there's a new girl every day, but I'll stay on top. And then, oh, my God, what was the...
Snow.
What was it?
Snows.
No, what was the motto? Yeah, whiteness wins was one translation, right? Ooh. And then the other one was like, always white. Like some shit like that. Either way, that shit was crazy. I was watching that shit like, okay. And you know,
I feel
this
triggered
is,
just like listening to
my heart started beating fast. I was like, am I gonna hide?
And the way she turned black, it was like the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It was like black,
like
literal black.
Color black.
Not brown, not like she turned like to an African person. She turned black, like dirty. Like she like jumped into like a pit of fucking old lava or something. I don't know if that's what people do, but
teach his own.
If you jump into old lava, probably hurt.
Ash.
Okay.
Ash.
There we go.
You know the thing that you know. But but that was
Jay's low key producing the show.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
I love it.
That's here's what you need to talk about.
but that's how the colorism. And that's how it works. It's like you don't. In that society, you don't feel like you're gonna win unless you're white. So, and that's why that market is targeted towards India and Pakistan and Thailand.
Because is it not targeted all over the world though?
Yeah. Oh, but it's very the consumers, the most consumers are from Asia.
Oh really?
Yes.
Even those more so than like the Caribbean.
Those are that's the largest consumer. As far as what I've found,
we love the cakes in Jamaica.
But then don't forget though, Asia's huge. This is a whole continent. You're talking about like a little area. Yeah, so by per capita, you know, I don't know. I didn't that go that.
They have a lot of people in Asia.
Yeah, it's a whole fucking
billions
continent.
And billions of people.
A literal continent.
Yeah,
it's like a smear. It's fucking huge. But
outside of the
Jamaica,
world.
You know, little tiny thing. But you know, don't hate yourself, guys.
What if you don't hate yourself and you want to like bleach your dick? I'm just trying to use up the 10 extra minutes in this segment.
I mean,
trying to drag it.
I think it all comes down to like, if you know, like, do you even know what colorism is? And by the way, if you don't know colorism, exactly what it is. So that was a term coined by Alice Walker, the American novelist.
I know that. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And I'm like, in the, what is the name of that book? No.
We would have to fire you.
It was a book, and she had the essay, that essay
author,
in her
okay.
book. But I think it was like the tears from our mothers, or damn, I'm messing it up.
That's
I'm
okay.
It
up.
It's
all right.
I mean, this is Alice Walker, y'all. At least we know who Alice Walker is. That's important. Yes. And then specifically the definition of that. It's really not on here because I think I have the offline version, but it's like receiving prejudice and preferential treatment for people of a lighter skin tone as opposed to a person of a darker skin tone. So you know, I didn't really know what that was until I went to college. I mean, you I didn't know the term.
Okay.
Of course, you know the process of, and you know, like I knew that, but you know, having the vocabulary to, you know, speak your oppression is very important. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we're here.
Yes.
To give y'all niggas some vocabulary.
Education.
To let you know who Alice Walker is if you forgot.
Yes.
And let you know she has other things but the color purple.
It's definitely the color purple.
What?
That is the only book she wrote.
Okay,
the color purple. That's all I know.
Since Sam admitted something, I'm going to do it. And I know everyone in the room is going to hate me.
You sit on the white man's toilet?
I've never seen the color purple.
Oh.
What? I said what I said.
We have people jumping out of their seats quite
literally. So this was more problematic than the toilet. I get it. You know, I do this every time. And
you
I
do
think
this
it's a
every
safe
time.
Space. And I do it. And
it's not safe.
Everybody in this room has seen
it
the color purple.
A safe space.
Okay. Y'all can definitely catch that on like OWN or something. No. Like it comes,
it comes
frequently.
On every weekend.
Yeah. Like Black History Month is next month. They will play it. Catch it.
I'm not.
BET don't do that.
Everyone plays it every weekend. All right, settle down.
The uproar.
Hope you guys are enjoying the live show, but we're going to take a quick break to read a message from our sponsors. As I said earlier, this episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is sponsored by Lola. We care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use. Why shouldn't the same be true of our menstrual care products? Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. They started their company with a simple and seemingly obvious idea. People shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to menstrual care products. Lola's products are 100% natural and 100% easy to feel good about. Unlike major brands, Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, and liners. No BS, no mystery fibers, and no doubts about what's going into your body. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. For me personally, I've been using Lola for about 4 months now and I'm completely satisfied with the product. Even as you are listening to the live show, there is a super-sized organic tampon courtesy of Lola up in my vagina that held me down as I twerked in a light pink dress in front of the audience. That is some super-duper absorbency. It's really nice to use a product that will not only hold me down in terms of absorbency in times when I need it the most, like the Inner Hoe Uprising live show, but also a product in which I'm sure of exactly what I'm putting into my body while using it. Plus, Lola makes your month a little bit easier with fully customizable monthly subscription options. That means you can choose your perfect mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery. Lola's subscription is super flexible, so you can change, skip, or cancel at any time. And for you green hoes looking for a more environmentally friendly option, Lola is now offering non-applicator tampons as well as pads and liners. Luckily enough, we have a special offer for
listeners of the Inner Ho Uprising. If you would like 60% off your first order, visit mylola.com and enter promo code HOE when you subscribe. That's promo code HOE. Enter HO when you subscribe at mylola.com for 60% off of your first order. Now, back to the freaking live show.
Let us go into our topic of the day, which is called
Fuck It.
And today, our topic of the day is a game. So we will... Who's trying to throw hands? Oh, it's the host. It's the host and the bartender who look quite amazing, don't they?
It's all right.
Isn't that the bestest couple ever? Shut the fuck up. Yo, fine ass. Shut the hell up.
Sam said we gotta throw hands. I was like, so we're gonna stand up like Migos one at a time. Oh. Roll the cups.
Let me do my Quavo roll ready? Up right quick, okay?
I'm a BTJ academics over here. I got on the high heels. I'll be over here.
Nah. He's the wackest nigga.
Yeah.
Ooh, I hate him,
DJ
boy.
DJ academics.
Yeah. He's terrible.
When Erykah Badu, yeah, he looks like Tom and Jerry.
I was like, that's so accurate.
You know
it actually hurts.
Like? I got it.
Erykah Badu played that nigga shit, rightfully so. One of the good things Erykah Badu has done.
Not many.
Who else thinks Erykah Badu is a hotep ass nigga? Okay, thank you.
Right next to Lauryn Hill.
Not a good thing.
We're just confessing things today, but she's a bit annoying.
I love
Erykah
Badu, so.
Oh, but we all knew that about Alicia Keys.
Make good music, I feel like you said that before on an episode.
Alicia Keys?
Said, no, Erykah.
We said that shit, and we were like, damn, we about to get beat up, but it be like that sometimes.
She just doesn't like black women, I don't think. I don't think she likes.
She's not real black women.
Yeah,
I never got hotep black women.
Yeah. No, and hotep black women like her.
I gotta listen to her.
You gotta listen to her. Like, listen to her speak.
No,
not
she said something about girls wearing long
skirts. Yeah, but saying that, I got a fat butt too, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Saying that girls ask for sexual assault because they wear short skirts to school.
Yeah,
and
she like, yeah. Did she say that? Yeah,
I read that shit. And I'm like, you canceled.
Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu, you canceled.
Canceled? No, she's not canceled. It's just like people have nuance. You know, your faves are problematic. It's fucked up.
Yeah, you fat.
I sit on toilets.
True.
You don't watch the color purple.
I didn't watch the color purple. So okay. Here we go. And you fave the problem. Confession.
It's confession. Time. Confess.
Don't look at me. My secrets are mine, bitch. Confession.
Rob. No, because we're gonna play Never Have I Ever. I'm gonna confess a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yay. By the way,
that is
I'm about
the
to
game.
Get drunk.
That
I'm
is the game. That is our topic drunk. Of the day. So who wants to?
We need drinks. We need.
Oh, true. Get your fine ass back there in the bar. Please.
Is that a chain?
Yes, we are into some sub-dom shit. We are into some sub-dom shit, okay?
She had to unhook herself to go back to the bar.
And I love it.
Just sitting there all calm like that. We didn't just see that.
Bitch,
shit.
My pussy wet. And I got on the light pink dress.
I'm slightly aroused.
Aku is always slightly
just
aroused.
Just let me know where you bought
mildly
that.
Mildly aroused.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
But everybody has like enough drink for now, right?
No,
is that a mason
nothing,
jar?
Not at
what the
all.
Fuck is going on?
I made sure
fuck?
That I had my drink here.
Yo, white ass.
Ready.
You know I be spilling shit. I just always sure ready. I'm also ready.
Love it.
Stealing
so
drinks.
So can we
shit?
Start this without the drinks at least?
Fine. Yeah.
Sip something.
Yeah, just remember to sip. Who wants to go first?
Never have I ever injured myself during sex.
I'm all right.
No. Injury.
Like, what is injury? What is injury? What
injury
is injury?
Injury meaning you need, like, medical
if you
attention.
You gotta think about it. You injured yourself.
Yeah. I mean,
did you get out?
I
get hurt on occasion.
Quiet.
Y'all.
Niggas gotta think about it. Niggas gotta think about it.
We're not talking Charlie horses or cramps. We're
okay,
talking,
no.
This
I'm
shit
good.
Hurts 3 days later, my nigga.
Oh, no.
I mean,
I'm okay,
drink
I will drink.
Sip.
Can you injure your pussy?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes
that bitch be hurt.
Yes, you can.
She be
yes, you're right. That's definitely different. Didn't need medical attention. That's about to die.
That's a drink.
Yes, that's a long time.
Cinderella. And she just be secreting, or they,
yeah.
or he.
Or
they just be secreting.
What? It's yes.
It just secretes for a long time, and you're like, "What's going on? Yeah, are you gonna be all right?
No, are you're you not good? Open."
And the gyno not quite open because the gyno piece of shit.
Facts.
Yeah.
You have gyno issues.
I do have gyno issues.
My gyno's always open.
So who not drank just now?
I did.
Damn. Tell me about your injury.
Cool. Broke her arm, boy.
Really? Cool was swinging from the goddamn shower
curtain.
On her Mimi shit, yeah.
No,
shout out to Mimi being fine studs in here.
It was my rotator cuff.
this is real. Excuse me?
So what is that? It was
hospitalized after sex?
No. It was doggy style with my arms back, and I guess my arms don't twist that way. And that's my shoulder was like, bitch, you tried it. And I went to City Med because that's where I always go. And they were like, bitch, here's a sling. And
oh, my. Right.
Did they ask, like, what happened?
I think I lied. I'm sure I lied. It's like I threw a ball really hard or something. Fuck. I was playing catch with my kid.
All right.
I was playing catch with my kid. Threw it too hard.
I was just drinking to drink. You can skip me.
I drank.
I mean, sorry.
I drink to drink. It's fine.
Huh?
Yeah, I drink to drink.
Oh, you just drank to drink.
Yeah, that's it.
Rob?
Oh, it was definitely the injured pussy.
Injured pussy.
It was definitely injured pussy. That
right
was
eye, right eye. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah. But that was
especially. That happens to me after I fucked two people in a day, and it's like.
Yeah, my body was like, bitch, you yes.
Exactly.
And you was right.
Don't be that much of a hoe.
But that's
not necessary.
Safe sex really means safe sex, y'all. Know your limits. Don't hurt yourself.
Stretch beforehand.
Don't be hurting yourself out here.
Kind of be hurting. What's the next never have I ever?
Next one. Never have I ever gotten aroused during a gyno exam.
Nah. Oh, okay.
Pain is pleasure?
Show of hands, who has a male gyno?
I've had one.
Oh, never have I. No, y'all lost y'all minds.
He was a nice Asian man who told me my pussy stank, boy. He did. I had BV, and he was like, smell this shit, nigga. And I was like, damn.
Dang.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. You guys know
what
everything
is up
about
with
me
these
now.
Doctors?
Hello, best friends.
We can write Sam's biography
from
all
the
shit that just happened.
On October 29th, 2014, her pussy stank. Damn, but it don't stink no more.
Hey.
You guys are so affirming.
Got a pine fresh pussy now.
All right.
Wait, has anybody else been aroused? I've never been aroused.
No.
He's trying something my pussy stank, yeah.
Never have I ever fucked around with a partner's close friend or a friend's partner.
Or his daddy.
What?
Yikes. Okay, so for the fuck you segment, you're going to give us a story, please.
About.
Did anyone drink?
I took
a
drink.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you fucking?
So,
I'm fucking all the niggas.
I drank as well.
It's almost unacceptable, but I have to just be who I am, honestly.
We'll start with Rob, because I know your shit is fucked up, Rebecca.
Well, mine's is.
If the host and the bartender don't shut the fuck up.
We got to kick them out.
Guys.
I don't care.
They can
care
do whatever they want. Look,
so one time I was dating this guy.
Yeah.
And we were having sex. And then I go on his Facebook. Like, we like, oh, let's add each other because I'd never do that. And then I see this woman. And I was like, oh, you know her? He's like, yeah, that's my sister. And I was like, oh, okay, because I was fucking her too.
And yeah, it was annoyingly. It was annoyingly.
I had to tell her, and then that was weird. And then they're like, you have to choose.
Family?
I'm like, I choose none of y'all niggas. You know it.
I'm out.
Y'all bugging.
I want a porn called Rob's Family Values.
Whoa.
Very sexy.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it was good not to choose.
I wasn't jumping into their lives like that, so I didn't know, you know. You know, it'd be like that sometimes.
Nah, I do. Sometimes
it was a good. They were both good. It might have been genetic.
I can only hope my offspring.
I'm popping,
giving the dick and the pussy down. Let's move on to Rodecca's never have I ever.
Let's make it a little simple. Never have I ever squirted.
Damn, boy.
I just wanted to drink because I have.
Can squirt, bitch.
Who the fuck?
By the show of hands, who has squirted? You've told me
making
about
me
that story.
Making me feel all types of way.
Yes, queen.
Yes,
queen.
I'll bleep out all your names. I don't know if squirting is like really like you have to like hit that spot
it's
or
a
if
one
it's
spot.
Genetic thing.
Yeah. It's a one spot. It's not a genetic thing.
Oh, well, there's actually not enough science about it. There's not enough science about it.
For pretty much the majority of.
Teacher class here in this location. That's Y'all, they teach a squirt class here in this exact location.
We'll send y'all the website.
There's a reason why there's a bed.
Y'all look out for that. Y'all look out for that.
Okay, so like, what did you do?
Exactly.
There's a motion.
There's a motion.
Have any of you squirted?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask the question to Drang. But for the majority of like my whole sexual history, I never squirted or did anything like that. And then, well, the guy I'm with now was like, "No, you're gonna squirt," and I was like,
"That is sexy."
And he just sexiest.
He looked at me. I looked at him. He was like, "You're gonna squirt," and then
yes, I am. Let's go. It was
splash waterfalls after that. It is what it was. Yeah.
It's
it's like a rhythm, honestly, and I think he just knew where the spot was. Like, you know, some
so
guys
are you
finger
the only
and
one he's
just
made squirt.
Hmm.
Are you the only person he has made?
No, I think he's a professional at this point.
He works here. He's actually the professor.
He's the professor. No, I'm just kidding.
He's
not
trying
the
to rat out your man, boy.
No, I mean,
it's open. It is what it is.
I don't know what y'all do, but I'm willing to learn.
Rent them out on weekends. I'm busy on weekends, so you can have them.
Let's make it a full circle, Rob. What's your never have I ever?
Sweating?
I'm never have I ever faked an orgasm or orgasms like more
you
than
drink
one.
If you've done it.
Yeah.
Let me go this? This whole shit because I used to try to appease niggas. That's
everybody need to be drinking. Y'all lying like hell.
Mine was just because it was too quiet. I wasn't gonna fake it.
It was too quiet.
I wasn't gonna fake it, and I was like, you know what? If you don't fake it, maybe they'll work harder. You know what I mean? But then it was just quiet, and I was just like,
Oh, no.
I'm digging it.
My shit is theatrical.
Akua faking orgasm for us.
I'm gonna come. It's theatrical as shit.
Thursday night for a core.
Regular Thursday night.
It's theatrical as shit.
That's it.
And funny enough, I only do it in relationships. If I'm like just fucking you,
like that nigga's feelings.
Yeah, like that's my nigga. I don't wanna hurt your feelings, but if I'm just fucking you, nigga, get off of me. What are you doing?
There are ways to navigate that though, right?
Exact opposite.
Oh no, you'll talk about it. After I fake it, we gonna fix this. I'm not about to fake it every time.
Damn. I made you feel good in that moment, but you gotta lay it down a little better.
Like, I'm not about to do this my whole life.
But there are some people who do, you know.
Dang.
Yeah, that's
no,
fucked
up. No, but
then
sometimes you fake it, and then a nigga want to get cocky about it. He's like, "Yeah, I'm hitting it, right?"
I made you come six times. That's when I
I've never came six times.
That's happened to me before.
I've never came in my life.
I'm still home, nigga.
Not a day in my life have I came. All my life I had to fight,
nigga,
for an orgasm.
Damn, full circle, huh?
That's all right. Up.
I used to do it when I was like younger, and I thought that like orgasms mattered. You almost spit out your drink.
Yeah.
Don't. Don't do it.
Spit takes.
All right, I'll do one now. Never have I ever had my wig fall off during sex.
Fuck you.
That was written specifically for a cool action.
Cool wig always fall off.
Fuck y'all.
Glue your shit down, nigga.
I actually
got to be glued.
I saw a meme like that where the guy was like, "What do you do if the girl you're fucking like her wig falls off?"
And they said, "Nigga, I'm gonna take that shit off and wear it myself, nigga. I'm fucking up.
The fuck you mean?
Take it off and put on my own damn head.
The bad bitch now."
No,
this nigga Joel be putting on wigs during sex.
Yes.
I would love that.
I just love the peer into just like the sexual life over
that's
there.
Cute.
Like it's
oh,
great.
That's cute. Nah, not yet.
But one day.
Yes, we want the story.
Oh,
he put it back on?
No, we was fucking and it kind of slipped back and I just pulled it back on. I was like, oh shit. Just pulled it back on.
Did he realize?
It happens a lot. I don't think it may have came off and I was like, fuck it. But that was like in previous relationships. Well, usually. But shit happens. I'm in the kitchen washing dishes. I got my wig on. Niggas sneak behind you. I got a whole wig on now. I'm in the house that was not pinned on. Like, shit happens sometimes.
Pin your wigs down, people. Pin your wigs down. I learned that the hard way.
Hashtag pin that window.
I did all of mine.
Oh, okay.
All right, Rodney.
All right. Never have I ever had a facial. No, I and I don't mean the spa facial.
Oh. This is a sex podcast. Yes.
Yeah, we gonna drink to that.
Yeah. That shit is sexy.
That shit is awesome.
It's just me.
It's lit.
It don't matter. This is an exclusive space.
Drink it.
I have a question.
Do you need a drink?
I'm going to slightly rearrange the phrasing. You said from a person with a penis or a vagina. So for a vagina, you count that as if a person squirted on you
all over your face.
Yeah.
That counts. I was not. It's all exclusive. Inclusive.
Exclusive. My ass.
Damn.
Put your tongue back in your mouth, Angela. Okay.
I know.
You never had a facial yet, boy?
Never.
I still have more.
That's why. I actually asked for it, and he was like, I feel like that's disrespectful. And I was like,
that's an interesting thing. That's like that episode of Insecure.
It happened.
That's like that episode of Insecure.
I was like,
why is that disrespectful?
I don't know. I mean, it was the past, but it don't.
I mean, it's your cum. You come in my
actual body. You can come on my actual face.
If I ask for it, if you do that shit without asking, that's
insecure.
Fucked up.
Yeah, that should be weird.
And it's like,
everybody see that episode of Insecure?
Like on my face.
No.
And that would look like an accident, but I mean, like when you do that shit on purpose.
Insecure, I felt like he was going to come, and did he say he was going to come?
Watch it.
Yeah, he did.
So it's like gonna go somewhere.
It was accidental. I thought.
Yeah, I didn't feel bad.
It wasn't intentional.
Yeah,
I'm talking about somebody actively like.
You don't nicely ask me, fucking. Can I come on your face, mama?
Please, sir, a bit more. Just come on. Please, sir.
What? Please, sir.
Could you please come on my face?
Gentle, sir. Ejaculate upon me.
It didn't work.
Whom next?
No.
Cool, you did. Rob is next.
Okay, so.
I did
nothing. Oh, God. Damn.
Get it.
Never have I ever called out the wrong name.
During sex or like during life?
During sex.
During okay. Life?
The nigga had two boyfriends at one point in time and they both broke up with me. It's fucked up.
Sad Sam.
So sad boy hours.
That was just me?
During sex, yeah, nah.
Not I've never done during sex.
I don't really be calling niggas' names out during sex, though. I feel like.
I don't, but then sometimes I do. But then it was like, I don't know. It was like right after the breakup. And then I was like really into
breakup?
It. The most recent breakup.
Oh.
And I was like really, really into it. And then it just slipped.
To it.
Yeah. And then it just like just came right
out.
You
called T the other T?
You yeah, call, that was the porn. Because it was like, they were so similar. And that's I just said it, and I was just like, damn.
What did he say?
I don't think that he noticed.
You guys will get to talk at the fuck you segment.
Oh, not the wrong name. That's what I do.
TNT.
TNT.
Yeah, one time I had said one nigga name to the other nigga, and the other nigga was like, oh, let me Facebook this other nigga, and was like, she called me your name, bro. And I was like, why the fuck did you do that? Because he's a petty ass bitch, because men can be petty too, okay?
Yo, facts, dog.
And then the other nigga was like, why did he message me?
Yeah,
and
I was like,
he was feeling frisky.
Feeling frisky.
Polyamory is hard sometimes, guys. Huh?
It rhymes. They both have E in it. They both have a long E.
It did.
Both those niggas broke up with me. Fuck them.
Yeah, true,
I don't know what this is. I hate them. What the fuck? I'm moving on.
All right. Never have I ever done water sports and or scat play. That means you got peed or shat on.
No.
Okay, wait.
Yes. That is the play. Yes, bartender. I would pee on a nigga. Yeah, I would pee on a bitch too. Yeah, I'll pee on everybody.
Honestly, that's kind of like... That's debatable because there's like this huge argument
squirting is pee.
There's just not enough research about squirting. Yeah, no. Where are my biologists?
Hey, I'm right here.
Exactly.
And by the way, the one thing. No, listen.
Is it pee?
No, listen.
It's a combo. Yeah.
It's a combo.
So I have if that's the case.
Not urine, urea.
You have fluidity in your body. Like your body's so much made of water that what happens is collects in the area that also discharges your urine.
So it comes from the same place.
So when you start getting aroused and everything, it all goes to that area. So it projects out of that area. So technically, it's not really pee.
So even with an empty bladder, yes. you can squirt.
Oh.
Oh yeah, no, because it'll keep happening over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Why is my pussy like gobbing?
Chemically, they're not similar. The only similarity is urea. There's like a trace of urea in like female ejaculate, and there's urea in urine. But if it's collecting in the same area, it can be traces of urea from your urine. Yeah,
and even so, if it's coming out their urethra,
that shit does not smell like pee.
Gotcha. It doesn't.
It don't smell like pee. It don't look like pee. It doesn't feel
even
like
if it's
pee.
Coming
Wait, have
out
you squirted?
Yes, I drink. Oh, I drink a lot.
Oh, yeah. How you be squirting? How often you be squirting?
You know what? Now that since I wasn't in a relationship with a sexual person, and nor did we have like that emotional sex, I didn't at all, and I probably haven't for like a year and a half. Okay, yeah.
Damn.
Fuck that nigga. Anyway, but before, me and my ex, it was like all the time because I was comfortable doing it. But then there was a partner who was like, "Oh, you can squirt. I'm gonna make you squirt." Like, no, the fuck I not,
some
nigga.
Niggas don't deliver.
The fuck come you mean you ain't gonna make me do shit?
You don't tell Rob what they gonna do.
The fuck? Like, actually, I'm just gonna sit here and you're gonna do the
I'm
work.
I'm gonna mind my fucking business. Never have I ever had a partner remove a foreign non-sexual object from my genitalia or anus.
Like a NuvaRing?
Pubic hair?
Anything foreign.
I did like ingrown hair. Is that correct?
Non-sexual? That they inserted?
Wait, what?
This is a question on here?
Yes.
Damn.
Have they removed?
Did you drink?
No. Oh. I only ingrown hair. I don't know if that shit counts.
Oh, okay. wait. You put that on there?
Yeah,
I put that on there. There's a story. We got a story over here.
Can be.
Let's hear the story.
I have people remove things out of my vagina all the time. That's just my life.
Let's walk through it.
Like what? I need an object.
That's a part of my fuck me, but like tampons.
Oh, you nigga took out
I
your
can't
menstrual
retrieve,
cup.
Yeah.
Oh, a tampon.
Little like wanna balls that I can't get out from there. Sure,
you
get
you say
that
water
out.
Bottles?
Wanna balls. Like so, they're like little metal beads.
There's just like a
Ben-Wan's so like much about my calls. This is amazing. Wow.
Okay, cool. We having this wild shit going on here, pussy boy.
Things.
Never have I ever fucked someone that I've never kissed.
Nah, that's a little bit weird. Damn. The savagery. I'm not going to put lips on the nigga.
No, the thing is.
I had someone. Okay, and I'm sure now that I'm older, it was probably just them being a dickhead. But they were like, yo, like, I just want this to be really casual. And if I kiss you, I'll never stop kissing you. So
it wasn't very good game.
It's all right. I got
it
off.
It was not a very good game.
Yeah, I mean, I just needed a nut. So it was what it was. But
yikes.
But that's what it was.
No, kissing is something very intimate for me. I kiss a lot of people, so I'm very selective about who I put my mouth on and who can kiss me back.
That was a contradictory statement. I kiss a lot of people, so I'm very selective.
I kiss friends. I kiss my son, and that's really the issue. Like, I still kiss my son on the mouth, so I'm very, like, picky about
who I'm... some freaky shit going on in the studio.
I have a deeper question. Are there people who you have not kissed, but you've put their genitals in your mouth?
No. Okay. Oh, okay. It's right, the same thing. If I'm not kissing you on the mouth, I'm not sucking
your dick.
My
name is Rob, and yes. I got issues. I don't.
I've done that too.
I like kissing, but I also don't. Mm-hmm. Like, my last partner, like, when he tried to kiss me, and I'm like, hug. I don't want to kiss you. I don't know. When he's like, why do you, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know, nigga. It's weird, but I'm a weird nigga. But then there was this guy who I was, like, sleeping with for years, and we only kissed once. But yeah, I said his dick, but I just wasn't interested.
You mean that whack dick nigga?
It turned into whack dick. Don't forget. It was good dick. It was good dick for a while. For like a long time.
Yeah. And then for a good 2 years, it was whack dick.
He stopped trying. Nigga got older. Nigga got cornea. I don't know. I'm not even going. You don't deserve that much time.
Don't shame my old shorties, though.
I know that's...
Don't shame my dad dick.
That was his excuse.
Not my dad's dick. Just dad dick in general.
That was his excuse. That wasn't my excuse.
What did you talk about?
Yo, that wasn't my excuse. Don't forget.
The importance of grammar. Like, dad dick, dad's dick. It just makes a huge difference.
I just wanted to put the differentiation there.
That's strange.
That apostrophe, man.
But yeah, I just wasn't interested. I don't know. I like kissing people I like, and I didn't like that nigga.
Yeah,
I like kissing people I like.
Yeah.
I did not like him at all, not even a little bit.
I was gonna say some people are not good at kissing. Like, yeah. I literally
your whole face.
I was fucking a guy once, and I was under him, and like, he started kissing me, and so fucking nasty. He drooled into my mouth.
Oh, my said, God.
And this is funny because it's going to tie into another
one. Sometimes
a nigga
does like spit in the mouth, though.
No.
I hate that shit. Nobody else.
No. But okay. First of all.
That happened once.
That happened once to me, too.
Spit in my mouth,
but
daddy.
He drooled in, and I said, well, it's time for me to go.
Yeah, don't drool in my mouth, daddy. Just
that's
spit
exactly
in
what
with
happened.
Purpose.
I said,
spit with purpose.
I said, well, I'm really not feeling well anymore. He was like, you felt good a couple seconds ago. And I was like,
you drooled.
That was a couple
me.
Seconds ago. And it ended. I never had sex with him again afterwards.
Did his drool stank?
Man, it was just thick.
Oh!
Get that in your mouth.
Get that in.
Just mouth like, to mouth nut. Mouth to mouth nutation.
I think I ordered an Uber.
Please
I'm
move
actually,
on.
Yes.
Please move on.
Janicia please. Left after she heard that.
That's this disgusting.
Is, this is
bitch.
How we play Never Have I Ever, all right? This
that
is how we do it.
The whole uprising.
All right.
Never have I ever fucked a racist.
Everyone's a racist.
Nah. You saw, everyone's
you
a racist.
Saw the part I put? Attacked.
Drag me.
I
oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
How
Rob?
Did you even find out they were a racist?
Yeah, okay. So this is in the army.
Fuck me during the sex.
Stop.
Fuck me, nigga, bitch.
Stop. All right, so this is in the army. This was like the first white guy I ever dated. There's only two. The other one was probably racist too.
I mean, aren't they?
They are all racist. But everything was good. And then first he tells me, after we had sex and we're like dating, like, you know, you're the first black girl I've ever been attracted to. And I'm like, okay,
that
at first,
make no sense.
You know, when you're like young and your internalized racism isn't even like clicking yet. So I felt special, like, oh, I must be a bad bitch.
Yeah.
No, didn't realize how racist that one, that was the most racist shit I probably ever heard.
Beyonce exists, bro.
And oh no, clearly not attracted to
many
Beyonce,
other people. Yeah.
But I think it was what he meant, like dark skinned person. Mm-hmm. Cause then the second even thing worse. He said, I cut all my hair off, but I was wearing like box braids. So then one time I took out my box braids. It's my first time wearing my natural hair short. And he says, I don't like people with short hair. Oh. But that's not what he meant. He's like, he doesn't like my natural hair. He's like, but then I was like, oh, but I'm going to lock my hair. Oh, I definitely don't like dreads. And I'm like, oh, okay, okay. Then he says, oh, yeah, my grandma, she's pretty racist. She refers to Asians as sand niggers. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Because, you know, we're in the army and shit. So I'm like, all right, this is getting a little fucking intense. And then the way that he broke up with me, because I tried to school this nigga. But the way he broke up with me was like, you know, why do you talk like that? I'm like, talk like what? It's like ghetto. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
I'm like, that's I'm a fucking crazy. Hollis. I'm like, A, but B, I'm like, what the fuck does ghetto sound like, nigga? Ghetto is like a fucking state of mind. And I'm like, not that there's anything wrong with that shit. I'm not ghetto. I'm like, I'm doing okay. I don't understand. Like, and then why do I have to justify that? Like, it's like, I'm so wrong because I had to justify myself. Yeah. Like, why do I have to explain to you that I'm not ghetto? And either way, it's like,
how was
it? That it was interesting. His dick was
purple.
Fucking
racist.
So
his
that
dick was purple.
It was turned purple.
See,
which
this
I've
is
never
what we
seen.
Talk about.
Why didn't he go to Thailand and
was
make it
was
white?
Was he lightening his dick?
Since he liked white
like
supremacy
all, it was
so
all the
goddamn
blood.
Much.
It was all the blood.
Yeah,
it all
collected in the
place. And then he was on antidepressants. So he could not have an orgasm. So we fucked forever. And I was like, I can't do this shit. You need to fucking stop. And he's like, nah, come on. I'm like, nigga, get the fuck off of me. Like, damn. But then turns out it's because he fetishized black women. He actually, when we went to Africa, he got Kenyan prostitutes. But he didn't like black women.
I don't find any black women attractive, but I just fuck Kenyan prostitutes
on occasion.
And I'm
like, no, he has a fetish. So whatever. Totally fucked the racist.
Damn.
It was a good time.
And like a fetishized racist.
Yup.
Has anyone else ever fucked a racist?
No.
So one time, there was this white kid in Long Island, you know?
That's it. That's the whole story to your grandchildren. So gather around. So there was this one white
boy. Already know. That's it.
You know that don't tread on me flag?
Yeah.
That was in his room, boy. That was there. And I was like,
Yeah, with the snake. Yeah, I'm racist.com. And I was like, what's up with that? And he was like, I don't know. My friend gave it to me. He got that at a Klan rally, bro. Probably. What? I don't know, but like, who has that flag? Whose friend gives out that flag?
Okay, and it was white dick. That's quack, the sad part.
Real quick,
part.
Explain that flag. Because I saw it when I was in Africa. OD. So explain that flag.
What it looks
don't
like?
Don't tread on me. Like, explain what it is.
I don't know what it means. I just feel like it's like Southern, like, don't impede on my...
turf?
Yeah.
Nigger?
Exactly.
Exactly. Add that part.
Why did he have that?
I got out of Klan rally. How'd you find out he got out of Klan rally?
No, I was just kidding about that part.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn.
Okay, that's
I know they
up.
Got them shits.
That's something you don't share with the whole podcast. I fucked a Klansman. I would rather pee on a toilet. Not yet have I fucked a Klansman. Like,
I just took it seriously. No. Now we know.
Should I take the hood off, babe? No, keep it on. I like it. No. Keep that hood on, daddy.
Move on.
No.
Too much.
We gotta move on.
So, I guess it's the last one.
I had to.
Last one. Never have I ever had period sex. But it's like, of course, we all have. But
no,
without without telling your partner, because it was like the last day and it wasn't really there. And it was like, you know. Just,
cheers to the freaking weekend. I'll drink to that. Yeah.
No.
You just gotta pass the towel test. You go in the bathroom, you just like, I'm good, let's go.
Nah. That's when you gotta be
sometimes,
like, oh shit.
Sometimes no. You only got one day a week, and it's the wrong day a week,
that
and you gotta
day,
do what you gotta
that
do.
Last day,
you're like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm on front. Period. No. Period sex
it's all
smells
fluids.
Funny. Period sex, to me, it smells like nickels.
Smells like copper.
Smells like copper.
Did
like
someone break a piggy bank in here?
Is that you, bitch?
I'll just be like, Bitcoin,
no,
bitch.
No. Don't give me head.
Good. That's it. You push him off.
Wait. I'll pick up the condom.
This is a question. Do you let the nigga eat the box when
Hell
you're on
no.
your period?
That's not even right.
So
that's
one time. Even,
oh shit!
No.
Damn. It's not a good story for me.
When I was in a polyamorous relationship, my nigga ate someone else's box on her period, but not my box on my period.
No!
You know that Ghana has said I got a stink pussy. I'm just kidding. Those are unrelated. Yes, he was an Asian man. He was a very nice man. Yeah, and I was like, damn, you don't eat my box on my pussy. And he was like, nah, it's just the last day, boy. It wasn't even that serious. And I was like, oh, I. All right, that's how we doing it.
This is so.
He was like, "It's not at the clit." I don't judge him for that.
That's disrespectful.
I would eat someone else's box if they was on their period on the last day and it wasn't at the clit.
Yeah, just
you nice.
The clit.
You nice.
I mean, the top part is safe. I mean, take a shower, duh. And then you know,
wash your balls.
And then top part fine. The shit, gravity, shit gonna go down. Yeah. So you know,
what?
It's gonna go up.
What is happening?
It's scary.
What?
No. But that's why you focus on the you focus.
Yo, the jokes in this crowd is crazy.
What is happening?
I don't
just
know.
Shouted all the
Who
way
else
up.
Get they pussy head on their period? Show hands.
My phone bit.
Show
no
of
one.
Hands.
One,
nobody.
Okay, that's consensual. Okay. That is consensual.
Okay.
What's up?
Honestly,
happens every month. You're gonna stop your life every month. That's a long time.
Go away from this. Go away from this and try it. Try it out. It could be a fun time. We're gonna move on to our next segment now.
Fuck me.
The segment about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. And we are gonna give you guys some quickies today.
Hey.
That means that in 60 seconds or less, we are going to sum up the past couple of weeks or months or years or lives. Hoel, our dearest host, we would like you to time it, and if it goes above the 60 seconds, you go
don't do it. You gotta do it better than that.
Real nigga talking, shut the fuck up, ho.
There we go.
Who's first?
I'm first. Whoever wants to be first.
All right. So last time we talked, my vagina was like a faucet, a broken faucet. Shit wasn't working. Period came back full force. Amen.
Hey.
I free bled involuntarily, which means my period came while I was out. try to go to the bathroom. It was nasty, shit covered everywhere. I was like, fuck it. And I also had
shit covered everywhere
in the bathroom. Yeah. And also I had one of those Fashion Nova bodysuits under, like, a thermal underneath. So you have to, like, really take shit off. So I was like, fuck it. We just gonna bleed while we walk down the street. Uncomfortable as fuck, but I tried it. So it is what it is. I started using a menstrual cup. That shit is lit. That shit is explain lit.
Testimony.
I don't have enough time to be explaining menstrual seconds. Cups, nigga. But that shit is lit. Get one. Queen put me on from Tea with Queen and Jay. I was like, yay. Has changed my life forever.
There we go. There we go. That's the important.
Before she finishes. No. I'm currently using the Diva Cup, but Queen suggested a website. I can tell you. Yeah, Nini Femme Health. I believe it's black owned. Go there, try that. Because I will order
link
from there
in the
next.
Description of this episode.
Yes.
Best believe.
Yes.
You, Sam.
It's me now.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yo, Sam. I have a list of sentences I've written down. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. So has anybody seen those jeans that zip in the back
yeah.
on Instagram? Yeah. I'm trying to get fucked from the back wearing those. Because that shit is sexy as fuck, and I love me some back shots.
You're annoying.
What is this? Somebody tried to put their dick. Oh, yeah. Somebody tried to put their dick and their dildo in my dildo in me at once, and I was like, I'm not built for that yet. That's too much. Maybe
not
one day. Maybe one day. Yeah. I fucked a hotep. It was a hard experience.
Oh, my God.
He was not good. I didn't know he was a hotep.
And you always say you can fuck somebody who's problematic. You lied to me.
I can fuck, like, a racist and a misogynist, but not a hotep.
That's your limit.
He wasn't good.
When
he was like, nit, let me lick her pussy. Nit. Like, don't lick my pussy like that. What the fuck? Give me some real head, boy. Every time I see a nice couple, I'm trying to smash. To all the couples in here, look at y'all.
Oh!
I am a pervert. I wanted someone to take me out for ramen, so I rejoined dating apps again.
Damn!
That was the best part.
It's too late.
Facts.
You gotta be fair. Finish up that part.
Oh, I went on Soul Swipe and nobody messaged me.
Nobody.
It was a sad ending to the story.
Damn. You tried it.
You should have let it go.
You tried it.
Way to call me out, Rob.
Damn.
She would have been fine if we just ended it right there.
I
like,
it would be fine.
That's it.
It's okay.
Like, she got her ramen. No, I took myself out for ramen. Friday night after work, bitch. It was the best ramen I've ever had.
Yes.
So love yourself. Know your worth, nigga.
Spend time with yourself.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. No, it's gonna be Young Road Dex.
It's gonna be me.
Road Dex.
It's gonna be me.
Road Akaka.
It's my new name apparently. Start. So I don't have much, but you know I'm in a relationship for reals now.
Get your love.
Same
boy.
Nigga that I've been complaining about for two.
That's what it be like.
Fucking long, pretty much. And he just came up and was like, he spent Christmas with my family. It's for real.
It's real.
But honestly, I just wanted to take this time to shout out the fact that my entire family is in the building.
Yes.
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 Honestly, you can't.
Shout out to the motherfucking Haitians.
When it comes to unorthodox, that's my family. We sit here hearing me talk about fucking niggas and squirting and all that type of shit. But they came here and I love y'all and I wanted y'all to know that. That's it.
Love you guys.
They've been on it, and that's my blood. That's my blood. Yes.
Did we drink soup, Jumo?
No, Valentine's still waiting for me to bring it from home. I haven't been home for like a week now.
Mommy
made
soup, Jumo?
Yeah. Look, don't do this. Don't do this.
Session.
Don't do this. That's it.
Oh, Rob the God of Kwanzaa.
All
right. First found out I am leaving for 10 months, guys. Sorry.
I thought you said a year, so I'm kind of happy.
Yeah, no? It was 10 plus, but 10. No less than 10, leaving for 10 months. All right, okay. Cool. I also lied to you. I'm sorry. Also, though, I signed up for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's about to be lit. I'm about to be killing niggas.
Wait, where the fuck are you going?
I'm going. No.
Can't tell
oh, you can't.
Yeah, this could be part of it. Okay, cool. I also have not had an orgasm in approximately 3.5 weeks. I re-came out to my mom. Because I came out when I was 15 and now I'm 26 and I re-came out. In terms of sexuality. And it's because I'm dating a woman who's over there.
Shout out to Manuel Labor Megan! Manuel Labor Megan!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hey!
You love her.
And she about to fuck me up. Why the fuck you do that, Rob? But yes, I still got time. I got 10 seconds. And it's absolutely fucking, she's amazing. And I'm really happy. And life is good.
So,
all the other niggas from the last episode, they was all fuckboys. They've been fuckboys. They gonna stay fuckboys. So yeah. I'm doing okay right
till
now.
Till the end of time.
All right.
Beautiful.
It's lit. It's lit.
It's lit.
You're done, son. You're done, son. Thank you. Yo, Haitian ass. Shut the fuck up. You're not Jamaican, boy. You're not Jamaican.
No.
We allow. We allow. No, you're not. You know we got beef. Her but relatives. I still love you.
That's true.
I feel as though I'm an honorary Haitian. People.
We'll talk about that.
Because of anti... No, because that's because of anti-fucking blackness and the fact that people shit on Haitian people because of white people, what have white people have said about Haiti.
No, for
and
real.
And that's fucked up.
For real.
Don't believe none of it.
Right?
We were just a stop earlier, but we were all in the same damn boat. Like,
facts.
Damn.
Facts.
My mom used to say that.
You American as fuck. I'm not Jamaican, but I'm from Jamaica, Queens.
Done. I am done. I am just done.
Okay. So now we are going to move into our last segment.
Fuck you.
The segment about your sexual, romantic, and dating lives. So, Joel, our host, love you, is going to go out into the crowd, and if anyone wants to rant, ask a question, say a comment.
Tell us about the fucking person in your life.
Anything. You can even ask us personal questions if you have anything. Like, yes. Where'd you get those shoes, Rob?
They lit.
Now is your time.
There we go.
So I'm trying to figure out how to ask my boyfriend to have an open relationship.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is it the person your boyfriend right there?
Oh,
you did it.
I was like, you just asked him, girl.
Damn. That's it.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Okay.
He's my brother.
Oh, I can answer.
To ask this question. Smart move. Smart move.
Does anyone else want to take it before?
I don't have no open relationship.
For me, it was, well, my boyfriend started off as my best friend. So me and him just always had an open candor where we're just always talking about everything. And I was just like, man, we're mad young. So, you know, like,
trying to get some
I love you, but like, there's, you know, there's a lot of different, like, of you know, out there. You know. And
things specifically,
it was really
different genitalia, so
exactly. And no, and then as if I was definitely for a long time, I was only messing with like cishet men, that's it. And then I was like, I was single for a little while, I was making out with women, I was making out with anything walking pretty much or fucking. So for me, and then I met him, and it was like I didn't really want to stop, but I also didn't want to lose him. But we had a conversation where I was just honest, I just said, like, exactly that. Like, I love you, but it's, I want to explore other things. I want to, you know, be honest with you and have that conversation. It's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and say that conversation, he's going to be like, wow, okay, I never saw it that perspective. Definitely.
Let's try.
It's not easy.
Right.
It's one of those things where you have to figure out which one is more important to you, if you want to be free and do other things, or if you want to explore your options with that person. If they do say no and they're not comfortable with it, because you can't force them to be comfortable with something that you're open to. If you do find out that they're not comfortable, you have to figure out if that's where you're like, okay, well, I'm just gonna compromise what I'm really interested in, which, you know, I'm a fucking hoe up here. I ain't gonna say.
I'm gonna say, bitch,
leave that nigga.
But at the same time, it's
leave.
Like, it's just.
Nah,
it's,
that's a Nigerian bae. She got a Nigerian bae over there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She do. I'm not gonna lie.
It's not
y'all
easy.
Say, what's
I mean,
the appeal? I say no. What is the appeal y'all got?
Yeah. I would just say the.
Cute,
the
damn.
Okay. Then say he cute. Don't say he Nigerian. Not that Nigerian people aren't cute.
My bad.
But.
That's the only thing I know about him. That's why I said that.
I would say the main underline that to take from it is just to be honest. Yeah. You'd be surprised how much like having patience and having an honest conversation or many conversations mm-hmm. can make a huge difference.
The only thing I would add to that, I totally agree with you, is just like providing resources. So I don't know if you've looked into open relationship resources like books or podcasts or something like that. But what I did when I was proposing that to my ex-boyfriend.
Be sad elsewhere.
Sad boy hours out here.
Gosh.
Love me.
Oh no.
But there was a podcast episode about polyamorous relationships that I had him listen to. And I was like, try that. So like, giving him some perspective outside of your own to like really explore before he makes the decision. That is what advice I would give. Yeah. Advice.
There is no way to like surefire way that you can convince him. It's just about educating him and talking to him about it, about what you want and totally moving on from there.
Upfront and honest.
If head is mandatory for you before you have sex, and is it selfish for you to ask for that request?
Who wanna take that?
Wait. So the question is that a personal question or you mean in general? Is head mandatory for
In general and personal, is it selfish for me to request that every time?
No. To the second question, absolutely not. No. If that's what you want, that's what you want. Be selfish, like
Are they requesting it?
Your pleasure.
Yeah.
New person that I'm with now, like, I feel like I have to request it, and I don't want to have to request it. So break up the head down.
So no, do not push the head down.
You need to have. Yeah.
That is not what we do.
Sure.
But what we are going to do.
Rape.
So you need to have. You need to have a conversation with this person and say
that's
like,
what we're gonna do.
I. And they're still not giving you head.
Now they're better, but before
they weren't. This is almost wrong. But post. Conversation he gives you head?
Yes, but last night, no, he didn't.
Seems like he doesn't enjoy giving head.
Is he good?
Okay.
Oh.
That makes a difference because there was a guy I didn't mind because he was just fucking trash. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
There needs to be another conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Another conversation. Yeah. Yeah.
About, you know, when it happens.
In your initial conversation, did you say, I need that every time?
I didn't say every time. No.
Okay. Have that conversation. I really enjoy it, good sir.
Please. A little some more, sir, please.
Yeah. Have that conversation and see where it goes from there.
But definitely to the first question, like that being mandatory, no, because
not for me personally.
Especially not personally, but in general, because sex is with two people. If you're saying that it's mandatory for like in our relationship, but I don't want to do it because sometimes I don't want to suck dick or eat pussy. I just kind of want to.
Sometimes your dick kind of stink, boy.
And then I gotta you gotta go wash it. Then we gotta pause and break. You know, sometimes I just want to have sex. But I would say B&B? It's definitely not mandatory. Nothing sexual is mandatory because becomes kind of unconsensual. But also, that open communication. My ex did not give head. That whole time we were together, I got head half a time, and he did it for 1 minute. He said, "My mouth is dry." And I was like, go get some fucking water.
Bitch, I wet it up
right now. That's what I was going to say.
Go get you some fucking water.
Hold tip. Real quick hold tip. So rinse your mouth with mouthwash before you give head. It will produce more saliva. Hold tip.
Candy.
Hold tip.
Stuff like that.
The more you know.
But if you sit there saying your fucking mouth is dry, you a motherfucking liar. Because that's one thing. I suck dick with a dry mouth. Just start salivating. You do what you're doing. This is a wet orifice. My orifices are wet.
Orifices.
So you going your mouth gonna get wet. That nigga was lying. But I asked him, why don't you like doing this? Like I feel like I give you what you want, but you don't give me what I want, and I've asked you for it and you said no. But he told me why. Like I just don't. Same reason why he didn't like making out. We didn't make out. And he's like, I don't like being that close to people with heat and body fluids and blah blah blah. Okay. I mean, it's stupid. It's stupid.
It was stupid of me.
I'm like, you with the wrong fucking person, nigga. Because I'm all about body fluids. But like, if that's how you want to live your life, and I loved him, so I stayed. But it's a matter of we had to have that real conversation, and I had to decide whether or not that was sufficient for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it,
that's
I mean, it wasn't,
it
but I tried real hard. Broke up with me anyway, so it worked out for the better.
They always break up with you. no matter
sometimes
what.
Sometimes break up with them and hurt their
next question.
Break their heart.
Sean Tizzy.
So this happened yesterday. So it's really fresh. So I would appreciate, you know, your second opinion on this. So I have a friend, and this friend and I have sex pretty often. It was kind of a mutual understanding. So yesterday he calls me and he proposes a, I guess, I don't know how to explain it. So I'll put everything out there. So he's like, okay, well, how do I get it so that we can be exclusive with having sex with each other? I said, well, you have to either commit to me or, you know, figure something out that works for the both of us. So he's like, well, yeah, you know, we can see other people, you can date other people, but you can't fuck other people, you have to only fuck me. Oh, no. So then I said, okay, well, okay, can you date other people and still only fuck me? He's like, well, yeah, it'd be for me too. I said, so this is kind of like an open relationship. No, it's not, no, it's not.
Niggas are weird.
So
then I said, okay, well, if it's not an open relationship, then what would you call it? He was like, oh, just, you know, sexual, like, commitment to me. So then my feminist...
Is that a category? Well, okay, keep
going. Is that a category? To just you, because... if we were having sex often enough, I would maybe consider it. Mm-hmm. But we're not having sex enough where it's like, maybe I will date other people, get to the point to want to have sex with them, and then just, you know, move on to you instead. So I said, okay, well, what happens if push comes to shove and you go out with somebody and you have sex with them? Do you tell me? Oh, yeah, I would tell you, but then the contract really wouldn't be broken. I said, okay.
What?
That doesn't even make any sense.
This sounds... look, this sounds familiar.
Something ain't added up. That's all it is.
There's no way that I'm looking at this in a super way. So then I ask the question, okay, well, if I go out with somebody and I have sex with them and I tell you, what happens then? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it'll break, maybe it won't. Like, you know, we'll see what happens. So I said, okay, so what do you want?
Then what are we doing?
What do you... do you want me?
His own shit.
Do you want me in a relationship and sexually? Or just sexually? Because you can't get mad from dating other people. And then when I'm having sex with other people, you want to break the whole thing off.
It's a trap.
So,
it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. That's it.
Bro, Dick said it.
There's nothing else to say.
I know it's a trap. Y'all know it's a trap. The listeners, wherever y'all are, it's a trap, bitch.
That's it. That's it.
So I need to figure out a way. Well, not politely, because I'm not a polite person. I got to figure out how to properly explain to him that this is not something that I want to do.
Nah. Simply Lost say nah.
Thanks. Yes, thanks.
Nah.
So for this is this is really really familiar for me because one of the last guys I was sleeping with, that was our like little agreement. We weren't together. We weren't like emotionally like exclusive or whatever. I definitely was like he, because this is the guy who the baby mamas. He had four kids, three different mothers for each kid, and and then he had was dating the mother of his most recent child. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of red flags.
It was a lot of red flags, but I didn't know about the dating part initially. So I thought they were, you know, broken up. But yeah, either way, we were dating. We're not dating. We were fucking. We didn't have sex the same. We didn't have sex that often enough that would warrant like I can fuck you forever. I did the whole like exclusive fucking thing until I wanted to fuck somebody else. So I'm like, cool. Yeah. I just want if you think that this is really going to be exclusive, I wanted him to be honest if he had sex with somebody else because that's like safety more than anything. Don't really care if you fuck somebody else. Unprotected, no. Like, you know, like occasionally for maybe a second, but for the most part, no. But either way, I still didn't trust him anyway. But we did make it a note to definitely use condoms, especially because I didn't want to be another baby. You know, no, not at all. Did not want any of his kids.
Baby parent. Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to have any kids with this nigga. But then when I decided that I did want to sleep with somebody else, I did.
Yep.
And then after I did, I told him just to see what would happen, because if we could still have sex, that's fine. If we don't, then you clearly aren't ain't shit nigga, because if the mother of your child said, hey, let's fuck, you'd be like, okay. What are you going to say? No. Mm. You're going to know exactly what you're doing. What you mean, no?
That's why I don't.
And then when I told them, we stopped talking. And now we're leaving together.
Y'all are going to the same
going
place?
To the same country, like, same unit, same section. It's going to be
like a soap opera, though.
Yeah, and I already told him, like, yeah, this, no, I'm probably going to be your boss, bitch. Sit down, but cut that
boss
shit out, child.
Shit. Boss nigga shit.
I respect the bossities, but you're not gonna fuck that nigga though.
No. I don't. It's more so because
they
he is such.
Oh, so they have a
he's a misogynist.
Don't
disrespect Samantha.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm
not gonna fuck that nigga.
No, either way, he's a misogynist.
Yeah.
And that was why he thought that he could. I shouldn't have sex with other people because not because he didn't want me to have sex with other people because he'd be jealous. More so that he didn't feel like I should be fucking multiple people at the same time because that's dirty. He felt like he owned my body. And when I did that, it wasn't that he didn't want to do, he just didn't want to have sex with me at all because he felt I was tainted. So I would say to have that real conversation, like, why can't I? If why can't I have sex with other people? But if you want to be exclusive, you can ask, like, well, what are the limitations? And if I do have sex with somebody else because I like them, like, Is this going to be completely over? Can we talk about it? Is it a done deal?
They did that. So the advice is, how do I tell them that I ain't with the shits?
Then you just, I ain't with the shits. Bye. I don't want to do this. If you want to do this with me, then we have to be open about it. Open enough, not openly dating. Because it's hard. Like, if you're a sexual person, how do you date and also not have sex? If you're sexually attracted to people, your dating is going to be very limited. It's not going to be fun. You'd be like, damn, I really want to fuck this nigga, but I got this corny cornball back home that I'm just going to go be corny with. And it'd be two cornballs being corn in the cob and shit. Like, why would you do that? Who wants to live with themselves? And we're young as fuck. Like, yeah. Do it while you can. You don't know what's going to happen to your vagina.
Young as fuck.
You might just
might get your vagina lobbed off.
No matter how old you are.
Yeah. You might be working out of Hanson's Fitness and get MRSA. You don't know what's going to happen. Like,
your titties fall off.
Damn, I'm sorry, but it wasn't on your vagina.
Can't
so you
titty
good.
Fuck no more.
You good. Nah, cut that nigga out.
Yeah.
Tell him you fucked somebody else even if you didn't.
Yeah, test it.
Test the
text
water.
Text him right now.
Oh, yeah, did that too.
You want us to compose the text, Sean Tizzy? I don't know what I called you earlier. I'm sorry.
But don't be manipulative. I mean, it's Sean different.
Tizzle. That's the end of the show, boys.
Damn.
Ooh, it's 5:00.
We got to do the things. Do the things.
What's the thing?
Y'all had a good time?
Our Instagram.
Like around. Everybody, y'all had a good time?
Did you enjoy...
Thank you so much for coming out, guys. I definitely cried mad times earlier because I was like, oh shit, 70 niggas is coming.
There's a lot of niggas.
Oh my God.
We don't have seats, y'all. We tried, son.
They twerking. They twerking. Damn, nigga, I was trying to get emotional.
You over here, nigga, just in his like, tears and ass. Tears and ass. Tears, tears, and ass.
Tears, tears, and ass. Tears, tears, ass, ass.
Hey.
That's me masturbating. Tears and ass.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, thank you for coming out. We have to get the fuck out of here at 5, which is in 4 minutes, so leave. But thank you so much for coming.
Before y'all go.
Yeah.
Y'all can follow us on social media.
That part.
You're going to sound like your black mama. Get out. Like, no.
You don't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck up out of here.
All right. If you guys want to follow us on Twitter, that's at NHO Uprising without the G. On Instagram and
Facebook
is NHO Uprising with the G.
Look, we all drunk up here now. Never have I ever took a lot out of all of this.
Cool. And if you want to follow me, I am pan-african.bootyscratcher. We stepped it up a notch. Inclusive.
For the diaspora.
Inclusive.
For the diaspora.
Don't ask questions. Just accept it. Pan-african.bootyscratcher. All right. If you want to follow my Instagram, it's vanta.black with a Q. Follow me for updates about my whereabouts because I'm off this bitch. And you.
I changed all of it because after a whole season of ridicule, I just changed it to something simple because everybody made fun of me.
Nobody gives a fuck about your plight, bitch.
Fuck you.
Just say your fucking Instagram and go.
Anyway, it's Rebby or Not on Twitter and Instagram, and people still follow me on Tumblr for some reason, so it's no need to make believe. So.
You post good porn?
I do, always. So much.
That's why they follow you.
Yeah.
I'm at Hey Akua Girl on Snapchat and Twitter and Instagram. That's HEYYAKUAGIRL. Samantha.
You can follow me on at Slam Rid on Instagram and Twitter and Inner Heart Uprising. Did we say that already?
Yes.
I've stopped paying attention.
Fake. Go fake.
The show's been over for me for 5 minutes.
Go to innerheartuprising.com to check out merch. Pay a bitch. Pay us again, please. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for coming. Woo!